Okay, so Rav Hirsch's opening comment connects to the difference, in his view, overall between the theme of Sefer Vayikra as opposed to the theme of Sefer Bamidbar. And he has a very interesting observation about that. Take a look at his opening comment. B'sof HaChumash HaSheni, at the end of Shmos, Super Allah Kamas Migdash HaTorah. Remember, I've been stressing to you that Rav Hirsch constantly stresses the theme to the people he's talking to about the centrality of Torah, Torah is the most important thing. And even in all of his discussions about the Migdash, he always refers to Beis HaMikdash. The significance of Beis HaMikdash for Rav Hirsch is just it houses the Luchos. That's the main thing. He keeps on stressing that. He quotes a Ramban, we'll see in a moment. So the end of the second book of Shmos talks about the building of the Mishkan, which was Mikdash HaTorah, the place where that housed the Torah. Vila Chomesh HaShlishi, Hayamukdash Kula Le Jerishos Shemikdash Ze Matzigli Yisrael Bavitli Simli Shel Karban Uve Kiddush Mamashi Shel Kalachayim. Kach Tzuyar HaIdeal, the ideal, Sheno Adle Hizgashem B'chaya Pratfa Klal. He says, through Karbanos and service in the Beis HaMikdash, the third book, which, you know, I understand, to some of us seems a little unrealistic because we don't have Beis HaMikdash, so we're not really dealing with Karbanos day in and day out. It's not really. So he says, the third book, Vayikra, the goal is to describe the idealistic state of the Jewish people when we'd be living in Israel, have a Beis HaMikdash, and there would be sacrifices and Karbanos would be, and Tumah V'Tahara, these things would be the main idea of the people. Va'aperek ha'mesayim, the last chapter, Hadan Benidre Hektish, the very last chapter in Sefer Vayikra, which we just came out of, talks about if a person wants to donate somebody's value to the Beis HaMikdash. Od nasan makom b'mizgeres ha'alacha l'sapek ma'sheila ha'asiyah l'sarib b'libo shel adam. L'vateis yachas ha'amyuchad El Hamikdash Hazeh Al Yidei Hakdasha Simlis Shel Erech Adam Al Yidei Neder Hakdasha Shel Nechasim. The whole parsha of Nedarim is gives a person, you know, his own ability to contribute something. He wants to donate something extra, to give a little bit more, to elevate himself a little bit more, all dealing with these idealistic state of what life could be like as a Jew, either to be Makdish property or the value of a person. So what's Bamidbar? He says, Bamidbar to Vayikra is like the comparison between the ideal and the realistic. He says, HaChomesh HaRevi, Chozer Ata El HaMetziyus HaLeumis, the actual national state that people actually found themselves in. Not the idealistic state of what they're aspiring to, but what were the people actually like in the desert, which unfortunately did not always measure up and match up to that ideal state of where they were supposed to be. There, it teaches us the Jewish people the way they actually were. It compares and contrasts the actual people in relation to where they were supposed to be. Kafi shetsuyar b'chumash ha'shlishi, the way they were supposed to be. And the lesson that I saw from this kind is, oh, Rosh Chodesh. Oh, of course. Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh Tov. Yeah, that's why the Yilk crew is a little bit late. Okay, I hear you, Rosh Chodesh.
It's a, if you went to the first meeting.
Yeah, I got it. I wasn't accusing you. Yeah, okay, good.
The next meeting.
Yeah. Reminiscent, come. You can sit right here. Come. Good seat for you, Reminiscent. So the first point is Sefer, welcome. Sefer Vayikra deals with the Jews in their idealistic state. Sefer, what? Good Chodesh. Sefer Bamidbar is going to deal with where we actually are. So unfortunately, the actual doesn't always measure up to the real. And I think lesson number one that I got out of this is that a person's always supposed to be measuring himself. You know? Where am I supposed to be, and where am I actually at? That's Vayikra and Bamidbar, according to Hirsch. Vayikra is where the Jews are supposed to be. Bamidbar, where they actually at. It didn't always measure up. Let's continue. B'tchilas ha-sefer monen es ha-uma ke'eda. Hamachades Ayde Yudam Shutaf. Umodim Umonim Buuma Eskol Chabrehat Mayim Echad Echad. Kach Tachdor Hakra Levin Tziak Tzibor. Shaklal Einenu Rayon Greda Elhu. Kayam Rak Beklodius Hamamashis Shal Kol Chavirav. So Rav Hirsch here is pointing out the fact that much of the whole Sefer Bamidbar, but certainly Parshas Bamidbar, the main topic is counting. Counting every single Jew. It seems very repetitious. But Rav Hirsch says it's a very, very important lesson in counting, that the Jewish people as a whole is not just a theoretical idea, but it exists only because of every single individual, the significance and importance of every member of Klai. So one of the things Rav Hirsch is going to continuously balance in his next couple of comments is the importance of the nation as a whole and also the importance of every individual in the nation. V'kach yakir gam kol yachid. Every individual has to... So the national body needs to realize that it's only significant because it's made up of individuals. And similarly, v'kach yakir kol yachid, gam kol yachid, shu chaver chashuv shel haklal. He is a very important part of this national entity. Hamitzdarif imo leminyan. And he counts. V'hatafkid hamutal al kulam. And the job that is placed incumbent on the nation as a whole, zakuk lene'emanuto shel kol yachid. Every individual of the Jewish people, as insignificant as he might deem himself to be, is crucial. Like my Rosh Hashiva used to give a mashal, which I'm sure I've repeated many, many times over the year. You have a piece of jewelry, and it has a lot of different stones, but there's one stone. One stone fell off. So the woman's not going to wear the piece of jewelry. What do you mean? It's just missing one stone. You got all the other stones. It's a lacking in the whole thing. If there's a crown that has a bunch of jewels and you're missing one jewel, you're not going to wear it. If you have a tie, it's got one dirty spot on it, you're not going to wear it. Oh, most of the tie is clean. No, the whole tie you don't wear when it has a stain on it. You don't wear the whole tie. So that's the way the Jewish people are. We have to realize that if there's one person not fulfilling his tafkid, everybody is significant. It has to bother us that there's anybody anywhere not doing his job. We have to care about every member. And that's the theme of counting. That's why now when we're identifying where the Jewish people are holding, so every Jew gets counted to tell over that idea that every Jew counts. We care about every Jew, but every Jew has a responsibility. That's what counting is about. HaChumash HaShlishi Siyem B'minyan HaKdasha Shel HaAdarim. So here he adds in one more tie-in between the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth. What was one of the themes at the end of the third? Meiser Behema. How does Meiser Behema work? You take 10 animals, they go through this narrow door. Each 10th one, he takes a red stripe and puts a red stripe and he gets 10 red stripe. 10 red stripe. So in a similar way, this is like we say on Rosh Hashanah, he evokes the imagery that we have two imageries that we have in Rosh Hashanah in the Unisana Tokif prayer. We say, Kivakaras Roa Edro, Maver Tzono Tachas Shifto, just like the shepherd has the animals go into the pen, Kain Tavir Tispor Vitimnech, so to God, you count each one of us on this holy day. You count us and determine whether or not we're going to get another year. And that's why it all says, take a look what he says. HaChomesh HaShlishi, right? V'chol Boy Olam Yavrin L'fanacha Kivnei Maron. We say on Rosh Hashanah that all of the people of the world pass before God like sheep. HaChomesh HaShlishi Sim B'minyan HaKdashah Shel HaAdar Ma'ovrim B'Kvutzas Tachas HaShevet Shel Ba'aleim. HaChomesh HaRavi Poseh Apechach She'umah Nimnes Ke'eder HaShem. We are being counted like God's flock. L'tzorach HaRoah, for the sake of the shepherd. Afi Nimnes Lafik Vutzos Shamish Pachos Ushvatim Shakulam Knuyim La Hashem. Bechal Yachin over Tachas Hashevet Shero Eu Monach Chabrat Mai Shal Eder. So when we read this Shabbos about the counting, he counts this 20,000 in this tribe, 30,000, 60,000, this one, that one, the other one, as we'll see in a second, each one had to give his individual accounting, so we should remember this idea. We should remember this idea that each person counts. We all count. It bothers me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares the way we keep our Shabbos this Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares that we come to the Shir. I'm not going to joke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. Good morning. I know. Good Chodesh. He cares that about each individual. So we got to realize that we got to step up our own personal individual game. We're part of the Klal. We matter. That's the idea of counting. And he continues this theme for a few more paragraphs. B'midbar Sinai. And now we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday of Shavuos. I mentioned before that Rav Hirsch continuously stresses the centrality and importance of the Torah to the Jewish people. We've talked about this many times over the years, especially in terms of this parasha where the flags got set up all around the Mishkan, with the Mishkan being the center and the Mishkan being that place that Rav Hirsch continuously stresses houses the Torah. The idea being that everywhere where a Jew travels, he should view himself as being around the Torah. The 12 tribes, the Torah has to be the center of his life. Wherever he goes, wherever he walks, the Torah has to be the center. And that's why I always quote the Pasuk. We've talked about this, right, that we say in Laman HaTzeach, just to remind you. We say in Laman HaTzeach, the Pasuk says, I have it quoted over here, Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgol. Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgol, right? Niranana B'Shuasecha, Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgol, Yemale Hashem Kol Mishal Osecha. That's in the Laman HaTzeach prayer that we say after Ashrei, the second Ashrei every morning. Niranana B'Shuasecha, Uvishem Elokeinu Nidgol, Nidgol. We will wave our flag, our degel, Nidgol. We wave our flag. He's going to talk about how the Jew has to always feel that he's walking around the Torah. Let's see. B'midbar Sinai. Makom HaMinyan Hu HaMidbar. Where did this counting take place? In the desert. But not just the desert of Sinai. The desert where the Jewish people were given the Torah, their marching orders. U'mikan she'osu mifkad uchlusin. This counting of population. Lo ba l'shares mataros kalkaliot o medinyot. So first he makes a side point. What's the significance of counting in the desert? Counting in the desert because this counting was not meant for any national reason or political reason or account military correct or financial. Shari ein la'ela calling in by midbar. In a midbar, nobody cares about these things. Ella hatosefes Sinai, but ohel moed moreh shemifkad ze mukdash la Torah. This was accounting for the Torah. He HaTorah Shenitna B'Sinai. This is the Torah that was given in Sinai Asher Ohel Moed Hu HaMakom LeKabalas Ol Mitzvoseha. B'Sinai Nitna Torah Ve'edos HaTorah Shehuchzor LeYisrael Ke'os Shenitaru Mecheta Egel Mitzah Es Mekoma HaIdiali Be'echad B'Nisan. Again, he says that the Torah that was returned to the Jewish people as a symbol of the fact that they were purified from the sin of the golden calf, found its ideal place, its Mishkan, on the first of Nisan. V'ilu b'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni, nimnu kol ha'shvatim ha'mishpachos v'agvarim, l'man ha'Torah hazos. This counting was done for the sake of this Torah. Mikan v'ilach yiskabtsu v'yachanu misaviv la'Torah. From now and onward, this counting was to tell the Jewish people, from now and onward, you will always be encamped, at least in your ideal state, around the Torah. Kishomreha uchimikaimeha. As those that watch the Torah, uphold the Torah, preserve it, and keep it. And he continues in this vein in Pasuk Beis. And again, this is what he understands in the very first Pasuk. Take a look. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'ol moed be'echad l'chodesh hasheni. He's going to speak in a minute about why sometimes the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus and other times Ohel Moed. But, and this is the first of the second month right after the Mishkan was built. And he continues. Hine, Pasuk Beis, Su'u as Rosh Kaladas ben Yisrael l'mishpachosam by family, l'veis avosam, and also by the entirety of the Jewish people. We want to get the number of the family, the number of the tribe, and also the number of the entirety of the Jewish people. B'mispar shemos, kol zachar l'gugalosam. Zok de Rav Hirsch, hine, bottom of page one, hine, zu skulasam yuchedes shel ha'alumiyus hayahayudis. Klal ha'uman is pas tamid kivayis echad. You know, I never really gave enough thought to this. Kibes Yisrael. Su'u es rosh kaladas b'nei Yisrael. Who are we? We are b'nei Yisrael. We are the children of one person. We have one father, Yaakov, Yisrael. We all come from one person. That's significant. Why is that so significant? And most nations don't view themselves as the son of one person. That we all come from one person, one human being, one individual, B'nai Yisrael. That's what they were called, B'nai Yisrael. What's the significance of that? You see, if we all come from one person, that gives us a tremendous commonality, a tremendous common bonding, a tremendous sense of brotherhood, that we're mamish all related. We really feel like we're all literally one family. We're really supposed to feel, right, with the Hasidic Jew on my left and the Chiloni Jew. Let's try that again. With the Jews, I didn't mean on my political left and right.
Together.
Exactly, that's what I meant to say. From end to end, we are one big tent. Hine, Zeus gulasam yuchere shal halu yot hayahadit. Klal ha'uman nispas tamid kibayis echad. Just thinking of Rabbi Willig's words in DRS this week about dancing to Yerushalayim on the first morning it was open, the first Shavuos morning, you know, 2 days, 3 days after the old city was opened for the first time, about the whole nation of Israel coming together. Klal ha'uman nispas tamid kivayis achad. Kibes Yisrael. U'bnei ha'umah krim tamid b'nei ish achad. Right? Kulanu b'nei ish achad nachnu. That's what the 12 tribes said. B'nei Yisrael. Ulam, however, Yacharim zeh, miskaimos, shem, yichidos, yichidos. We also are individual clans. Hamishu abados leklal agadol mukafos hayadol. But they avos umishpachos. We're also families and tribes. Tfisa asa uma kebeis Yisrael, v'chol b'nei uma kebnei Yisrael. Hi hashomeres hamusag ha'uma hayehudit. Leval yafoch l'rayon mufshat shel ichod lo mamashi. The fact that we're called B'nai Yisrael is to highlight the point that this is not just some theoretical, philosophical idea of the nation of Israel. No, we're mamish one family. That's a real idea. O yiskayim rak ke fikcia. Fiction. Ki ichod medumeh shel netzigim bechirim B'nai Ma'ala. No, that's not what we are. Achein, ha'uma ha'yehudit nispeses tamid b'klolius ha'mamashis ha'mu'uchedes shalbana heim mu'uchadim ha'idei inyan echad ha'poeim b'libam pnima v'chol achad mehem u'chelek mu'chashi shal yichud hazeh. We're all part of one people, one tribe, one family. That's the way we should look at every other Jew. I have a connection to a random Jew in France, in Italy, in Spain, and wherever they might be. Echad haya Yisrael avinu. We all come from one Yaakov, one you are called B'nai Yisrael. Ulam, however, gam kishayu tzatzav shishim ribo gibok gvarim, even when he had 600,000 people, adayin hayu kulam chavirim shel bayis echad, barim shel ish echad, adayin chosemes achas tevua b'libamu v'nafsham, v'heim avirim midor ledoris hamorasha shebiyideim, this heritage, shel tafkin echad v'shel goral echad. Ulam, however, in the framework of this national achdus, not only in the framework, but actually through the influence of this achdus, we each have different shades and colors of characteristics, which are unique to our individual tribes, and our individual branch and brand within this family. Kach tusag ha-matara shekvar ramazno aleha pamim achados b'sefer Bereishis.
Hayyur ha'echad ha'mishutaf l'chol adam yugsham ha'yidei kol prat lamros yichudo. Despite our individuality, the national goal of the nation gets fulfilled through the individual different characteristics and jobs of the individuals. Hu yugsham barav gvaniyut, with multifaceted. Shel skulos utchunos ofi, shel mikzaos v'amdos chayim, different jobs, different talents, different abilities, different paths. And we're supposed to be role models to all of mankind about this. It's okay that we're different. It's okay that we have different strengths and abilities and different jobs and different paths. That's okay. We all have a national goal and certain things that we have the same thing, but other parts of our paths are going to be different. Kol shevet b'yichudo, every tribe had its different abilities, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, different talents, different jobs, different strengths and weaknesses. The chol mishpacha b'skulosah ya'abdu es ha'tafkid ha'mishutaf shel beis Yisrael. Ya'atzvuhu v'yichanchu lo es b'neim v'yorishu l'v'neim. Mishum kach ein me'os ha'alafim shel beis Yisrael nigashim kan el ha'idah kamon bilti mechulak. That's why, says Rav Hirsch, you have to count up each tribe also. You're not just counting up the whole Jewish people. You got to count up each tribe because each tribe has a different job and a different nature, and that counts. That's significant. We care about your job. Elohim nimnin lemishpachosam leveis avosam. And not only are we counted by tribe, we're counted by family. Heim ba'im mishpachos mishpachos. V'hamishpachos hamisyachsos l'shivtein. Monin es hagvarim shel kol shevet. La mishpachos shel kol shevet baos la'atzman ufoktim kol mishpacha b'mispar shemos b'shas ha'mefkad korim b'shmo shel kol yachid. We count up every individual v'nimsa shechalecha mitztarif ala kal mitoch todas ha'chashivos shel ish yuso. So Rav Hirsch here is stressing a number of important ideas, and I'm just going to read the next paragraph because it's very, very much related to this as well. Told Osam, he says, Pratim Eile, this is Pasuk Chaf Beis. Let's take a look at what the Chumash says inside. Right? Oh, right. Oh, there's one extra word. You know, gentlemen, right. This is so sharp. Very, very sharp. It's mamish related to the same point. You got to be sensitive to the text here. Watch, I'll show you. Look, for instance, at Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Look at 384, page 384, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Livnei God told Osam leMishpachosam leVeisav Osam b'mispar Shemos. Right, exact same thing. Chafav Livnei Yudah told Osam b'mispar Shemos. Right. Chafches Livnei Yisachar told Osam b'mispar Shemos. Everything's exactly the same. Now look at the first one. Vayu b'nei Ruvein b'chor Yisrael told Osam leMishpachosam leVeisav Osam b'mispar Shemos. Look at Shimon. Livnei Shimon, I'm Pasuk Chaf Beis on the top. Livnei Shimon, Todosan Hilvisam, Pikudav. One extra word, Pikudav. Why is that extra word there by Shimon, the second one? So, look at what Rav Hirsch says about this. Todosam. Ah. Pratim Eila Mafianimus and Mikada Zevahim Uvahim Bishasim Fkad Todoshav Komanui. Mishum Kach Chozer Alam Akasim Bechol Haram Ashvatim. Says Rav Hirsch, the exact same words by every Shevet. B'chazarazu areyu mavia es ha-shivayon ha-gamur ves ha-racha ha-shaveh shakol ha-shvatim v'anshehem min b'chinas ha-shivusam l'klau. Every tribe has the exact same importance. Every tribe is exactly the same ha-shivus. V'davarzem muvlap yichud kvar b'shevet ha-sheni. That's why in the second tribe, call attention, Shimon ayidei tevas pikudav. By the adding of this extra word, Pikudav, to the second tribe, the Torah is trying to highlight number two is exactly as important as number one. Ga minyan ha-pikudim shel Shimon nasa ka-halacha bidiyuk ba-osa shita. V'chein kamavan ga minyan shara shvatim. That's why all the rest of them have exactly the same wording. The idea being that everybody counts exactly the same. So when he starts the second tribe, he's saying, oh, don't think just the first one because I counted them first
means that they're the most important. No. Pikudav, I'm calling your attention. The second one, I'm counting it exactly in the same way as the first one. Once he highlighted the second one, all the rest of them, just exactly the same. To highlight this idea. So a number of ideas here are very, very important in this counting of Rav Hirsch. Every individual was counted one by one. Right? Each individual was counted. Every family was counted. Every tribe was counted. And then the entirety of the Jewish people counted. To highlight this dialectic idea at the same time. Every person has their own individual strengths and abilities, and his path is not going to be exactly the same as any other individual even within a family. And each family's path is not going to be exactly the same path. But we're all going for the same ideal. So some things we're all the same in, right? In terms of the Torah and the laws, that's all the same. But the details of how we're going to find our particular path within that framework of the law, there's Shivim Panim La Torah. There's 70 different ways of Torah. There's 12 tribes, each of them have different abilities. Some of them are supposed to be lawyers and doctors. Some of them are supposed to be politicians, and some are supposed to be rabbis, and some are supposed to be, you know, learning more, and other people learn less. Echad amarba v'echad amamit. Some people have more time in their day to learn, some people have less time, depending on their profession and their occupation and the way they go. Echad amarba v'echad amamit uvashi chavin nesliba l'shamayim. As long as their kavana is l'shem shamayim. So Rav Hirsch here is trying to stress and highlight the diversity within the achdus. Diversity within the achdus. Every individual counts, but you're part of a klal. You have your own individual job to do, but you have to worry about the nation also. So all of these themes, but everyone counts the same amount. Every Jew is equally significant. Again, everybody has to uphold the Torah, but every Jew is part of that whole, no matter what stripe or flavor of Judaism he has. Exactly, same idea. That's in... You're referring to Nusso. That's next week's Pasha. Correct. We'll get there. We'll see what he has to say over there. Good. I am, despite the fact that it's Shavuos this week, I am planning on giving Shir next Friday if people are going to come. Are people around? Everybody's around? Great. This crew, you guys stick with me. I appreciate it. I'm not sure why you're sticking with me.
You're like a magnet.
I'm like a magnet. I'm like a magnet. Okay, listen, I appreciate it. People come and go, but the same regulars stick with me. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys sticking with me. Not sure why you're sticking with me, but I'm happy that you're doing it. Here we go. Pasuk Mem Ches. This is the summary. The summary. Achas mate levi lo sifko. Right, from test. Let's see. Kfar he arnu le'el pasuk beiz. Musag ha'idah moral yi'ud mishutaf. Shu ha'sibah v'atachlis shel achdus ha'am. Ve'in yisonu ma'achidus ha'am yisrael lo'el Torah Hashem b'lvad. What unites us? Only one thing. Torah. That's why this week is such a big week for us. Kabbalas ha'Torah. Shavuos. Torah unites all of us. And only the Torah unites us. Again, this is a very powerful, powerful statement here. Ein yisod ha-ma'achedes am Yisrael el Torah Hashem levad. Yisod zeh shel achdus Yisrael no'ad lavo lidei bitui, nireh la'ayin, gam b'shas ha-chanaya v'amasa b'amidbar. This idea of the centrality of Torah had to be very clear to the eye. Even the way the Jewish people camped in the desert, luchos habris hayu ha'edus hamuchashis lehizgalos haTorah amacheres es Yisrael. The luchos were the testimony to the revelation of the Torah that unified the Jewish people. Aleim nitzdar v'kach haTorah shebichsav atzma, and then afterwards they added to the Mishkan even a Sefer Torah was in the Aron also. Mishkan HaTorah, so it's called Luchos HaEdus, it's called Mishkan HaEdus. Mishkan HaTorah, the place where the Torah dwelled, Hu Oel Moed, B'tei Derech Semels Drishos HaTorah V'Schar Pu'ulas Kiyuma. Mishkan HaEdus Hay Amerikas B'nei Yisrael, U'Sviva Ochanu L'Mishpachoseim U'L'Shivteim. Around it
They dwelled by their families and by their tribes. Ulam kfar heir haramban. The Perishola Torah, famous Ramban in his commentary on the Torah. Al hahakbala. On the parallelism. Shebein matan Torah lebein hakamas hamishkan. The Ramban writes that the building of the Mishkan was a portable Har Sinai. The idea of the building of the Mishkan was take Mount Sinai with you wherever you go. And Rav Hirsch stresses that all the time. That's the whole idea of the building of the Mishkan. That's why the building of the Mishkan was right after Yisro, right after Mamad Har Sinai, right after Yisro Mishpatim, right away, Truma Tetzav. Because Truma Tetzav was, I want you to take Matan Torah, I want you to take Har Sinai with you wherever you go. That's Mishkan. That's the whole idea. And again, that's how, again, Torah is the center of the Jewish people. Mishkan was there to house the Torah. It was there to be a portable Mahar Sinai. That's the whole, Ramban talks about that. B'shas man Torah, hayu magbilim u'mekadshim. Es ha'am, b'kach bikshu levate, sha'atorah lo yatsa mitoch ha'am. The Torah will never leave the Jewish people. Ella, hi nitna el ha'am, mikorahu eloki. We don't have the right to play with the Torah. We don't have the right to change the Torah. We don't have the right to subject it to our own needs, to rip it up and to tie it back together again and to change it. Oh, we feel like Shabbos should be Sunday. Changing times. No. Shas man toyum hayu magbilim u'mekadshim esam v'kach bikshu levatei sha'atorah lo yatsa mitoch ha'am el hinitna la'am. The Torah doesn't come from the people. The Torah was given to the people. Mikorahu Eloki, its source is divine, velo enoshi, not human, artsi. Hi ha'ideal haram v'hanisa, harachok mimagayad ha'adam. It is far away from man's ability to touch. Don't go up the mountain. Remember Rav Hirsch's idea over there by, don't go up the mountain. You stay far away. This Torah is not yours to play around with. You can't touch it. Don't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You can't go in there. It's not yours to mess around with, to adjust with the times, to play around with. Hi mosheches eila b'koch nitzchi eloki es haprat ves haklal b'Yisrael. Ach l'olam lo nuchal lehiskarev eila. Don't get too close. V'leyos omdim b'mechitzasa ad she nishlot patok de maga. Don't touch it. That's later on, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis. Mineged Saviv, right? I'm going to take a quick peek at that pasuk. Beis, beis. Right? Ish al de globo osos leviasim yachnu beisol. Mineged. Opposite. Saviv. Around. It's our center. Right? That's that pasuk. Look at the pasuk I quoted on the very bottom of the page. Take a look at the very bottom of the page for 1 second. Neranana biyusho secho v'shem elokeinu nidgol. Yamalei Hashem kol mishal secho. That was like the main theme of a chumash year about 8 years ago. Heim hekifu oso meirachok, umisham kivnu asliba melamerkaz. Right, there was the flag, which caused them to look towards the center. They always looked at the Mishkan and the Mikdash, but from a distance. Ma'agal zeh, this circle, hamakif meirachok, shamar ala Torah ka'al natun nitzchi. This would guarantee that the Torah would be an eternal given to the Jewish people. Ki haTorah moshechet osanu lanetzach. Ach la'olam, ein hi mismageges imanu. Mismazeges imanu. The Torah doesn't compromise and change itself to fit us. No, we have to change ourselves to fit it. It doesn't calibrate itself to our needs. We are supposed to calibrate ourselves to its needs, to its demands, to its standards. Ella, he sholetas banu umolicha usanu bimsilos, the pathways, hamusavos al yada. Ulam, b'cheid ha'egel, hisnakru Yisrael, dafka li sozeh. And that was exactly the sin of the golden calf. We tried to subjugate and make God the way we wanted him. We wanted a representation. They made it up on their own. This is going to be our new Moshe. At that time, there was only one Shevet that stayed. It retained its fidelity. Who hegain al ofya shel Torah, Shevet Levi. Who hitzil osam in ha'am v'shamar aleh af mikrovav. Shevet zeh Shevet Levi. Muneh atah shomer la Torah. So now, Shevet Levi is now, measure for measure, being appointed as that one who's going to watch over the Beis HaMikdash, watch over the Torah. L'shem kach nivdal min ha'am. Hu lo haya chelk min ha'eda, elu hu haya kadosh le'edus. She ha'neshama ha'sholetes be'eda. Mishum kach lo his pakeid b'sok b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, the Levim in our parasha are not counted amongst the Jewish people. Kvi shekvar nera b'pasak ha'kodem. Like it was already stated in the previous pasuk. V'yisbar b'yeser pirut b'psukim ha'boim. Ah, and he continues on the same idea here. Kvar amadnu la'el. So he points out, Perek Beis, take a look at 386. Why was this so important to be told over to Moshe and Aaron? Kfar amadnu la'el al tivan shel ha-mitzvos shenemr l'moshe la'aron ke'echad. Ein hein chashu es rak m'chines ha-talmud v'ha-maise ha-miyutzar ma'idei Moshe. Aaron represents teaching. Moshe represents the ideal, the strength of the standard, and Aaron represents teaching it to others. So he says this idea of all the Jewish people counting, and every single person having a personal private relationship with Torah, and every single person having to uphold this ideal, this has to be taught to all of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You count. You matter. I care about you. You're significant. You have a job to do. You dwell around the Mishkan. You dwell around the Torah. You have to uphold the Torah. You are a part of Torah. You matter to the Torah. And this has to be communicated to the Jewish people. Let's skip to the last page in the last little amount of time. Rav Hirsch closes with two beautiful ideas. One is about song, and one is about the kelim of the Mishkan, the show that was the Mishkan, the museum, the ornate, the ornate vessels of the Mishkan not being treated as a museum. Two final ideas. Let's take a look in the Chumash Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav. What does he say here? Gimel Tesvav. Yeah. But he actually refers to another Pasuk. So, Pekodes B'nei Levi, Levi Savasam Mishkosam, Kol Zachar Mi Ben Chodesh, B'mal Tifkidein. Levim get counted from 1 month. So that's another thing he talks about. I didn't include that piece. But the one piece that in that piece he makes another point. Keneged ze avodas halevim besocha migdash nases ach verak b'shem Hashem. Vekachu omer al avodas halevim besocha migdash v'sheres b'shem Hashem elokav. The Levi would serve b'shem Hashem elokav in the name of Hashem. That's a pasuk in Devarim. V'dorshu Chazal, Ezehu Sheiris Shebashem. What's the service that's with the name of God? What does this mean? That the Levi would serve with the name of God. Havayomer Zeshira. This is referring to the singing that the Levi did. The singing that the Levi did was he would sing with the name of God. Now, I am a little bit biased about song. You know that I'm very connected to Jewish song.
But Rav Hirsch here talks about the significance of the song of the Levim. And he says like this. Rav Hirsch says, the song of the Levi means two things. Ki hashira hi sheirus b'shem Hashem tarte mashma. Singing is serving God means two things. Hamishorer shar b'shem Hashem u'b'shlichuso. Who knows say Hashem Hashem al svasav. He carries the name of God on his lips. Kach yardu chacham v'chalom ha'kshmas hashira. Rabbosai, the Levim, Levubas, Karbanos Atziba, the Levim used to sing songs with the Karbanos. Ki David, Asaf, Bnei Korach, Amru Shira, Mitochis, Spilos, Sharuach HaKodesh. They were inspired to sing these songs by Ruach HaKodesh. Vishira, Sama, Yotzmi, Levim, He Sherus, B'Shem Hashem, Pshutuk, Mashmo. I'll tell you it outside. He says, the songs that the Levim used to sing were inspired by Ruach HaKodesh. They were inspired by the name of God. And the words they were saying were actual praises of God, of the name of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Jewish song is supposed to be all about. The Levim used to sing Shira with the Karbanos. They would Vishereis B'Shem Hashem. This was song that was inspired by the name of God, and the words themselves actually were praises of God. This is Sheiros B'Shem Hashem. And this is what all Jewish song is supposed to be. It's supposed to be praising God, singing to God, saying the name of God and talking about who God is. This was the job of the Levim when they sang the songs of the Karbanos. And they were supposed to be inspired. You know, you see, unfortunately, it's very disturbing to me, honestly, very, very disturbing to me, that so much of Jewish music is totally not connected to God in any way, shape, or form. Especially nowadays. There's no sense of spirit, there's no sense of ruach, there's no sense of spirituality. It's basically taking secular music and putting Jewish words to it. And there's no religious thought, feeling, or anything that goes into it or comes out of it. And Rav Hirsch says there's two aspects of Jewish music. There's ruchnius that's supposed to go into it, and ruchnius that's supposed to come out of it. And unfortunately nowadays with much of Jewish music, it has zero connection to anything religious. Except the words, which are, if you'll excuse my language, prostituted for secular themes. So I think Rav Hirsch here is making an important point about what Jewish music is supposed to be. And finally, one last point. We'll close with this. The very last pasuk of the parasha talks about how the Levim, they were not allowed to look. They weren't allowed to look at the Kelim of the Mikdash when they were being packaged. Because Rav Hirsch says the idea here is that this was not like a museum where you're supposed to just, you know, be in awe of the beautiful artistry and artists and admire it. No. It was supposed to be supposed to think about the symbolism. You're supposed to think about the symbolism and respect these institutions, not just to ooh and ah, and it shouldn't just be a photo op. You know, when they would pack up their kelim, people were like, wow, let's take a look at these things. Rav Hirsch thinks, right, there's a pasuk, the very last words. V'lo yiru, right, one of the last words of the parasha? V'lo yavo liros kivala as hakodesh ramesu. If they would look at the kelim as they were packing them, they would die. Rav Hirsch says the idea is that don't get all excited about the fact that you guys got the front row seat, that you were able to see this spectacle of the packaging up of the thing. It wasn't about the looking. It was about the thinking. And this is the seriousness and the symbolism. So, Abosai, again, as we bid goodbye to the parashios that talked about the Mishkan and all the construction, and we're now going to go into the realistic parasha of the Midbar, we should remember the symbolism of this. And that's what a shul and a beis medrash supposed to say. Every time you go to shul, right? The Aron Kodesh in the middle. We're supposed to think about the symbolism of the Aron Kodesh being in the middle, because every single one of us counts. Every single one of us is part of a nation that has the Torah as its center, and every single one of us has a job to uphold it. And hopefully, we continue to improve ourselves and grow. And especially this Yom Tov of Shavuos, right? Rav Yossi said, well, that Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres Binanami Lachem, this is our holiday. This is our holiday where we got our marching orders. So hopefully we should take this into account and realize the tremendous privilege and responsibility is to be one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tribe Until that time when hopefully one day we'll be able to once again, well, hopefully we all saw the pictures from this week of Yom Yerushalayim. We should, Bez Hashem, be able to celebrate together and be there and see the Aron once again with the Luchos being the center of our people, not just as the Sefer Torah, but the actual Aron. We won't sit there and ooh and ah and ogle it with our eyes, but we'll actually really be able to experience it and think of it with our hearts and minds. May that day come from here, Yamin, Amen, Amen. Have a great Shabbos and a great Yontif. We will have Shir Bez Hashem next Friday. A good Chodesh. A good Chodesh.